presented by Listen Headlines, latest world news from trusted sources.
January 19, 1234 America, New York. China warns foreign Olympic athletes against speaking out on politics at Winter Games. Beijing's warning came amid discussion in the West over expected political restrictions and surveillance at the event next month. January 19, 1230 America, New York. Japan widens COVID curbs, including in Tokyo, as cases surge. The Japanese government will place Tokyo and a dozen other areas under new restrictions for COVID-19 effective Friday, allowing local leaders to shorten hours for eateries, as a surge in Omicron cases threatens to paralyze society. January 19, 1201 America, New York. How to help Afghans without aiding the Taliban. Without a solution that restores the flow of money into and throughout the country, the number of Afghans at risk of hunger is doomed to soar, aid groups say. January 19, 541 America, New York. After Australia, Djokovic is likely to meet problems in France and US. The French authorities say that players must be vaccinated to compete in the French Open, the next of the four Grand Slam tournaments. A poster of Novak Djokovic at a restaurant in Belgrade, Serbia. January 19, 536 America, New York. Indonesian militant gets 15 years in jail over Bali attacks. An Islamic militant who eluded capture for 18 years has been sentenced to 15 years in prison after an Indonesian court found him guilty of hiding information about the 2002 Bali bombings from authorities and harboring other suspects. January 19, 536 America, New York. Heavy rains in Madagascar cause flooding in capital, 10 dead. Officials in Madagascar say that heavy rains have flooded parts of the capital city, Antananarivo, killing 10 people and making more than 12,000 homeless.
January 19, 522 America, New York. Sania Mirza, India tennis star to retire after 2022 season. Sania Mirza, a former Wimbledon doubles champion, is one of India's most celebrated sports stars.
January 19, 513 America, New York. French minister urged to resign over Ibiza trip. Jean-Michel Blanquer unveiled new testing and isolation rules from the Spanish party island. Speaking on Tuesday, France's education minister Jean-Michel Blanquer told lawmakers that he had done nothing wrong but admitted that he should have chosen a different place to announce the new COVID test rules. January 19, 510 America, New York. Over $250 million of counterfeit HIV treatments sold. A Gilead Sciences investigation has uncovered over 85,000 bottles of medication were tampered with or faked over the past few years in a statement released on Wednesday. Drugmaker Gilead Sciences said the company has seized 85,247 bottles from 17 locations in 9 U.S. states after an investigation into counterfeit medication. January 19, 5 o'clock America, New York. Here's what scientists know about the Tonga volcano eruption. The explosion probably won't cool the planet as some previous eruptions have done, but it could affect weather in the short term. The Hunga Tonga Hunga Haapai volcano erupted off the coast of Tonga on Friday. January 19, 457 America, New York. Major disaster, Tonga faces weeks cut off as volcanic activity imperils operation to repair fiber optic cable. Though ships are already on the way to repair the cable, residual seismic activity will determine when the divers can go down.
January 19, 442 America, New York. Britney Spears issues cease and desist letter to sister Jamie Lynn over book. The singer accuses Jamie Lynn Spears of promoting false or fantastical grievances in her new book. CNN World News. January 19, 433 America, New York. UK inflation surges to highest level in 30 years. UK consumer price inflation has surged to the highest level in 3 decades, heaping pressure on households already facing a huge increase in energy costs.
January 19, 425 America, New York. The Voice of Holland talent show hit by hashtag MeToo scandal. Dutch talent show The Voice of Holland has been taken off air in the Netherlands amid a sexual misconduct scandal. January 19, 333 America, New York. Poland won't antagonize China to please US media. Polish president set to visit Beijing Olympics as U.S.-China ties sour under Biden despite being a close ally of the U.S. Poland will not join the international diplomatic boycott of the upcoming Olympic Winter Games in China, a senior Polish official told Reuters.
January 19, 3:31 America, New York. Airlines rush to scrap or change flights to U.S. over 5G dispute. Major carriers involved include Emirates and All Nippon, even though Verizon and Etihad AMT pushed back the debut of their new 5G technology around some airports.
January 19, 3:26 America, New York. Germany chalks up over 100,000 COVID cases a day. The figure sets a new grim record at a time when testing facilities are working at capacity. The Robert Koch Institute, Germany's disease control and prevention authority, has reported 112,323 new COVID-19 infections within the last 24 hours. January 19, 3:12 America, New York. Blinken lands in Ukraine for talks on Russian military buildup. The top U.S. diplomat will also hold discussions in Berlin and Geneva as the Biden administration warns of massive consequences should Moscow launch a renewed invasion of Ukraine. January 19, 3:08 America, New York. Kazakhstan's father of the nation resurfaces, says he's retired after Russian intervention in bloody unrest. Analysts had suggested the recent tensions had roots in a struggle for power between factions led by former Kazakhstan President Nursultan Nazarbayev and his successor, Kasym Jomart Tokayev. January 19, 3:00 America, New York. China's rising menace hardens Taiwan's separate identity. More than ever, Taiwan defines itself by its democratic values. Beijing's military and diplomatic threats only reinforce the island's separateness. Li Yuanxin, right, with her husband and daughter at a daycare center in Chiayi, Taipei. January 19, 2:50 America, New York. Merkel offered UN job, media. UN Chief Antonio Guterres offered a job to Germany's ex-chancellor, Angela Merkel. A report says Merkel has been offered the top role at a high-level advisory body on global public goods. Deutsche Presse Agentur, DPA, reported on Wednesday, citing sources inside UN circles.